Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And our guest today is Kat Hurley, an author and transformational coach who conducts seminars nationwide. She just released her new book, I Think I'll Make It, and is on a steadfast mission to bring mindfulness to the masses, especially the youth. So welcome, Kat.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure, and let's talk about that one thing, the number one thing that our listeners, or maybe they have children that are 20-somethings, what do they need to know? What should they do before they turn 30?
Well, I think the most important thing to do before you turn 30, or for advice for your kids that might be in their mid to late 20s, is to really deal with those skeletons in the closet, or visit those haunts or demons that you may have from your childhood, things that you might not have necessarily been able to control, or maybe things from your past that you regret. I think it's really important to face those before you move on into 30 and carry that into possibly a relationship or a job or into your adult life, where those haunts can resurface if you don't deal with them appropriately.
Right. They can resurface and you're not that young anymore, right?
So
they can cause some damage. You know, they can
right.
feel like serious business when you get past that 30 mark. You know, you got to...
And then you start... I was just saying, and then you start bringing your bags to other people.
Right, right. Exactly. So what would be the first step for someone to go about doing that, to face those demons?
The first step is to stop running.
In our
Western culture, that we're really good at doing is we try to numb any pain, or we run away from our pain. We go to alcohol or drugs and our friends, or even TV, Facebook. We try to drown out all that noise. So the most important thing that I advise people to do is really to face that noise and really sit and get comfortable. I always make the joke that they're kind of like old pals or distant relatives. You don't necessarily have to like them, but you have to learn to accept them for who or what they are.
Right, especially, I mean, we're going into the holiday time right now. We'll be dealing with all sorts of people, relatives, that we're like, oh, God, not
right.
Uncle this person, not Uncle Joe, not right? So that's like those demons, those things, those skeletons in your closet. So, yeah, I mean, that's a great point to make. You just have to turn around, right? Stop running away from them and turn around and look in that rear view mirror. And then, you know, once you do that, that's probably the last time you have to do it, right?
Sure, yeah. I mean, a lot of times facing it, you'll find that it's not as bad as you thought it might be. You know, the quote that I always use for my clients is, whatever you resist, persists. I can't remember who said it, but it's so important that, you know, when we constantly run from these things, it's just like not dealing with them, you know, it's not stitching up a wound, and then you have that scar. So if you really just turn around and face them, they actually have a lot less power over you, and you're able to take control, more control of the situation, and feel empowered.
Right, and that wound, if you don't stitch it up, get it all infected and awful, and right? So it just gets worse. It gets worse.
Yep.
So, yeah, now, do you think that when they can do that, young adults, when they can do that, that helps them to avoid learning about things the hard way or doing things the hard way? They can avoid some mistakes?
Oh, absolutely. I think some of the best ways to do that is to avoid doing things the hard way is to all the resources that we have out there now on the web. There's books out there. There's mentors. There's so many things that you can look to as far as trying to find some advice of where to go. You know, if you're a young entrepreneur, let's say, and you have all these worries about how the future might look or hold for you, then there's information on that. I mean, we have the world at our fingertips now, and sometimes that might seem daunting, but on the other side of it, it's really, really awesome to be able to take advantage of those that have gone before us, and you can read about what they've done that, you know, that they've overcome as far as dealing with things the hard way and not do those, not put yourself through that.
Right. Now, what about the new book, your new book, I Think I'll Make It? Is this a somewhat of a memoir, your story about what you had to deal with and face and bring awareness to?
It is, absolutely, yeah. I didn't intend necessarily for it to be a transformational story, but when I sat down to write, that's what came out. And, since I've written it, I've gotten a lot of feedback saying that the story has helped other people. So it's been really amazing with that feedback.
And if you could go back and change something about your 20s, what would that be?
Oh, goodness. Gosh, I just wasted so much time. I, with partying and running away from my own fears and my own guilt and my own shame. And, I had dreams that I sort of stuffed down that I was too nervous to try or too afraid to try. And I really wish that I could just get some of that time back. I remember saying things, silly things like, I'm bored. And now I wouldn't dare have that phrase come out of my mouth. So just looking back, I just wish that I would have had somebody to shake my shoulders and tell me to get my butt out there and take some risks and let myself fall and get back up again. I would have liked somebody to do that for me. So finding somebody that can do that for you is hugely important.
And Kat, what would be your one piece of advice that you would want to leave with our listeners today?
Wow. One piece of advice. I would say, as cliche as it sounds, is to go after your dreams. Something that comes up in my book a lot is dealing with those demons, like I mentioned, of my own and my own childhood vulnerability that I carried through with me up until my very early 30s, getting behind that mask of victimhood and really taking power and control of my life and letting go of those emotions of fear and really tackling things that people may have suggested that I wouldn't be able to conquer. And now I have a published book behind me, which was one of my big dreams. So they are possible. And no matter what other people say, it's definitely important to try to go after a portion of your dreams each day.
Yeah, it's like, take that. Look what I did. You said I couldn't do it. Other people's negative comments or them telling you that, oh, you'll never be able to do something, that can be very powerful for people.
Oh, yeah.
If they can let go of their fear, that if they don't subscribe to the other people's notions of what they can and can't do, that can be very powerful as a motivator.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. So, well, you've given us a really good conversation about what people need to be doing, build that awareness about you and your life and face those demons in your 20s so they're not following you, haunting you, right, throughout your entire adulthood. And our listeners can learn much more about Kat Hurley, her new book, I Think I'll Make It, and where she'll be speaking next. You can do so on her website, ithinkillmakeit.com, as well as kathurley.com. That's Kat with a K. Hurley, H-U-R-L-E-Y, kathurley.com. So thanks for being here, Kat. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This is great.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com, discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.